December 4th, 1983, Toronto. Bob Marshall. Bob, have you ever heard of Frank Zappa?
Dobbs. Sure have. Why?
Marshall. Just wondering. I think he's a genius, one of the few around today.
Dobbs.
On November 25th, 1971, I was in New York City to see Zappa's new movie, 200 Motels, and I went over to the Guggenheim Museum to look at the James Joyce Liquid Memorial Theater. Besides running into Gerard Malanga, you know, the Warhol poet, I got to join the group on stage. I was up there dancing and ranting when something intangible nudged me and I almost fell off the stage. I would have been killed or at least paralyzed. The stage was that high. Anyway, about 2 weeks later, on December 10th, Zappa was pushed off the stage in London and incapacitated for about a year.
Marshall.
Man, I remember that. I was really pissed off.
But are you connecting the two events?
Dobbs. Perhaps. You see, Frank and I have been close friends for over 20 years.
Marshall.
What? You're kidding.
Dobbs smiled and pointed to the window of a used record store where the front cover of the album sleeve for Captain Beefheart's Trout Mask replica held court.